Last night in Tampa, an estimated 700 people crowded into the All People's Life Center to plead for key programs or personnel that are currently on the chopping block in Hillsborough County to be maintained. The county government is staring at a $140 million deficit and is set to cut at least 500 jobs and furlough many other employees later this year. Over 180 people signed it to speak for as long as 3 minutes last night. Randall Crew said he didn't want school and summer programs cut.
Today's a historic day in America. 40 years ago, this country had the right stuff to launch a manned mission to the moon. Today, I'm hoping that the county commissioners also will show the right stuff and launch a new mission, a mission to replace the leadership of the Parks and Rec system. If we don't change, we will be here again and again, year after year. The Parks and Rec's plan has been to cut, 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 and only under pressure do they submit alternative plans.
Joseph Falk said his canoe business would be affected by the closing of Wilderness Park, scheduled to be closed 2 days a week.
Hillsborough County currently spends approximately $12 million a year from funds from the TDC for the Convention and Visitors Bureau to market to tourists Hillsborough County. And a large part of that is the ecotourism. And I don't think we sometimes think of parks as a, and it's all important for the local residents, but 40%, we put about 23,000 people a year on the business, on the river. We've been in business 18 years, over 500,000 people, and almost half of those are tourists.
Falk was cut off by Commission Chair Ken Hagen, who told him his argument might not be in vain.
Mr. Falk, don't shake your head. We've got 180 people here. We're going to try and let that speak at the same time. I will say that this afternoon, this board flagged the regional parks item to bring up for discussion at our reconciliation meeting. So that's one item that we're going to work very hard to restore. So we'll tell you that. We discussed that this afternoon.
Lorraine Ellison called herself a proud mother of a member of the Wilbur Davis Boys and Girls Club in the Belmont Heights section of Tampa.
I'm here to tell you what I know. I know that I can function at my job because I don't have to worry about whether my daughter and our other children are in a safe place. My daughter's learning structure. She's having fun. She's getting tutoring. Without it, I don't know where I and a lot of other parents, especially single parents, will be.
Rachel Greenberg was one of many citizens who spoke up for the Bacchus Equestrian Center for the Handicapped.
We have learned great insight and respect for the handicapped community. The staff has taught us responsibility, and we look up to them as role models. As barn rats, we love seeing the bond between the riders and the horses. Hillsborough County will lose a huge part of their community if Bacchus Equestrian Center is cut. Barn brats consider Bacchus our home and our family. We don't go to the mall, we go to Bacchus.
Brenda Rial spoke up for the Center for Independent Living.
We're a cross-disability agency, meaning we serve all people with all ages, regardless of the disability or the age of onset. We work with people to keep them independent in their community. We're an agency of last resort. That means we serve the poorest of the poor. Most people are referred to self-reliance by other community agencies because there are no other resources, programs, or services available. As a Center for Independent Living, our mission is to enable people to remain living in their community as involved, contributing, and tax-paying citizens, rather than becoming a liability in long-term care facilities.
Town and Country resident Jack Berlin said the budget cuts were too serious for a politics-as-usual mentality.
Years ago, we should have tackled merging city and county parks and other departments, but politics have blocked this. Years ago, we should have merged after-school and other child care programs in this county, but politics have blocked this. Imagine how much better off we would be today had we tackled those problems in the past, or possibilities in the past. Let's use this crisis to put politics aside and do the smart things that we can do to use the county taxpayers' money more wisely in the future.
Self-proclaimed community activist Gerald White said he was 100% behind recently embattled County Administrator Pat Bean.
And the number one question I want the citizens to ask the commissioners, how many jobs have you saved? How many services have you saved, Gerald. As you go out this county, ask your elected officials how many jobs, the job you save,
thank you,
the service you save, you're protecting the citizens of Hillsborough County.
Governor Charlie Crist's selection of former Hillsborough County School Board head Earl Leonard as supervisor of elections means Leonard falls into the double dip category. where he'll continue to enjoy his pension from his many years in education in the state, along with a new $132,000 annual contract, a fact noticed by citizen Gabe Phillips.
Why is our new supervisor of elections allowed to receive $167,468 in a pension plus an additional $132,000 salary at the same time? For $300,000, could we not get a better deal?
Numerous speakers, some Spanish-speaking who needed to have a translator communicate in English, pleaded with the board not to cut the Hispanic liaison's office to one part-time employee. But Marilyn Smith, a perennial speaker at county commission meetings, said cultural liaisons for any ethnic community in the county should not be supported.
You know, if you don't know English and you've been here for more than 5 years, you have to go take a course. We cannot afford to turn around and have somebody from every language, which we already have within our employee group. We have a lot of translators in our employee group, over 25 of them, all the dichotomy of languages. So we can't afford to have one over another. In fact, I think the luxury of liaisons needs to be cut totally.
Anne Maria Capusto's husband has Alzheimer's disease. The couple moved from Washington, D.C. last summer to Hillsborough County, saying they wanted to be near their son, who is now soon to be deployed to Afghanistan. Capusto said the Ruskin Senior Center has been a godsend for her family and pleaded that it not be shut down.
Even before the proposed budget cuts, we did not qualify for transportation, but fortunately I'm able to transport him the 32 miles, the two-day round trip. Nor did we qualify for more time than 2 days a week, but he does go on Wednesdays and Fridays, and he participates in the ADI, the Alzheimer's Disease Initiative. So that gives me about 13 hours a week of freedom and much needed regeneration. Without those 13 hours, I truly do not believe I could cope emotionally, physically, psychologically with the stresses of Alzheimer's. The Ruskin Senior Center is one of the blessings in my life and in Ed's.